Hey everyone, this is Renee Fry from Talent Q, and you're listening to the Conscious Professional Podcast. I have something crazy to share with all of you. Last week, I was listening to a podcast with James Wedmore and Jenny Finley. Jenny Finley is an intuition guru. And I'm fascinated by her knowledge because I'm always trying to tap into my intuition better. All I remember, and this really stuck with me, she said, if you have a phobia and you have no idea why you have it, most likely it was something from a past life. And I was like, interesting. And I know it sounds super woo, but it totally resonated with me. So she went on to say, then to get over the phobia, just say something like, oh, that's from a past life. It's not real now. So I took her literally and I went along with it and experimented with this and tried it in action. Actually tried it in front of a bunch of people. Now, I've been scared of cats my whole life. Now, mind you, I know why I'm scared of cats. My best friend in elementary school, her name was Amber. Her grandma lived really close to me and they had a beautiful house, a ton of land. They owned a horse farm. They had the most beautiful and serious race horses. They used to have gold name plaques on the stables and just such beautiful horses all around their farm. When Amber and I would play around the barns, there were feral cats everywhere. And this was my first experience with cats. Feral barn cats. And they were super mean. They would hiss and lunge at us. And I was always on guard because I felt like they were just waiting to attack me. And this is why I've been scared of cats. So I've been afraid of cats my whole life. I've never liked them because I was always scared around them. This is super sad because my husband loves cats. Both my daughters love cats. And yet I'm like, hell to the no, we are never getting a cat. Never, ever are we getting a cat. They're just going to attack me. So fast forward to Easter Sunday. We are gathered with my husband's family and we're celebrating at my sister-in-law's house. We were having a wonderful time, drinking wine, eating yummy food, catching up with family. And we're done eating. And I see her cat walk into the living room and I'm staring at it, eyes locked in on her cat. And I'm thinking in my head, this fear of cats is from another life, so it doesn't exist. I stand up, I get out of my chair and I go pick up the cat. And all of Dustin's family and my daughters are like, because they know I'm deathly afraid of cats. They're like, what the heck is going on, Renee? And they are all staring at me, freaking out. So I'm holding this cat around its belly. And Dustin, my husband, says, Renee, hold it under its bottom like you do with our dogs. So I adjusted my hold on the cat and I actually started petting it. I had zero emotion. I was calm and curious. The cat, his name was Bricks, super friendly cat, and I wasn't scared. So it freaking worked. And to make sure it worked, that it wasn't a fluke, after I handed the cat to my daughters who were sitting on the couch, after they were done petting it, I picked it back up again. And I wasn't scared. I had zero fear. I wasn't scared. Zero, nothing. Holy crap. I told myself that fear didn't exist and it worked. And I was totally shocked and so proud of myself. And I know this sounds really crazy, but I'm totally serious. The only other fear I have is I'm claustrophobic, which I really have no idea where I got that fear. So according to Jenny, that's a fear that's probably from another life. And I'll experiment with that one too when I get the chance, since I had such great results with the cat. To be honest, I was so proud of myself. I even asked my husband to take a picture of me holding the cat. I posted it on Facebook. My friends and family couldn't believe it. They know how scared of cats I was. Everyone knew this about me. Poof. Well, not anymore. I'm not scared of cats. And I'll link my Facebook in the show notes of this episode, so you can all see the picture of me holding this cat. It was so awesome. So why am I telling you this crazy story about all of a sudden picking up a cat and not being afraid of it anymore? I recently did a poll in a Facebook group that I run that's focused on helping people find fulfillment in their lives, both personally and professionally. In the poll, I asked what topic people struggle with that they want to hear more about, like ways to overcome, to stay motivated, to work through hard situations, things like this. The most voted for topic, coming in at 75%, was how to follow through with your visions, how to make your dreams a reality. This is one of the many things we talk about in the Facebook group. So if you're interested, I'll leave a link to the Facebook group in the show notes of this episode too. But anyway, what this told me is that many of the people in the group know they're meant for more, but they're not sure how to follow through with the vision that they see in their minds for their life. They have these visions that they see again and again playing out in their life and in their mind, but they don't know how to get there. And you may have something that you've always wanted to do, but just can't quite get yourself to follow through with it. You want a promotion so you can get paid more, so you can travel more with your family or buy a bigger house. You want to step into a leadership role at work because you love mentoring and helping others, seeing them grow and develop. Maybe you want to start your own business. Whatever it is. But for some reason, you just don't take action on trying to achieve it. Because we all know that's the hardest part, right? Just getting started will always be the biggest roadblock. How many times have you put off a chore that would only take 5 minutes? Why do we do this? I figured that this same information could benefit all of you that listen to this podcast. So that's what we're going to cover today, is how to follow through with your visions. So I wanted to start by saying this. We all have visions of what we want, and damn it, we want to see them come true. Well, at least I know I always want my visions to come true. We start trucking towards our vision. We're super motivated, but sometimes we get distracted along the way. We're held back by limiting beliefs that we're holding on to so tight. We're held back by old habits that we snap back into, and then we stop and we give up. Maybe you aren't even aware that it's your limiting beliefs that are holding you back or your old habits. But it takes so much more than just getting rid of your limiting beliefs that will help you follow through with your visions, which we'll get to in a second. But you might be thinking, what the heck is a limiting belief? Once I share with you what it is, you'll have tons of light bulbs going off and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's start with what a belief is. Abraham Hicks says, belief is a thought you continue to think over and over again. Which my interpretation of a belief, I have several of them. It's also a habit of the mind because you're thinking it over and over and over again. A belief is also a perceived truth. And a belief is also a choice because we can choose our beliefs and thoughts. In reality, everything is a belief. How we see things and give things meaning. And we could go really deep here, but we've got visions to focus on. So that's for another episode. A limiting belief is one that's holding you back from growth and keeping you right where you are. There are many common limiting beliefs, some that a bunch of us have all in common. And I'll share some of the most common limiting beliefs. common limiting beliefs are, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I need to be liked by everyone. I should prioritize taking care of others before myself. I'm too old. I'm too young. There are millions of limiting beliefs, and they are all very personal to each individual and their own life experience. Following through with my visions is exactly how I got here to where I am right now. In a loving marriage. I have an uber supportive husband, Dustin. I have two beautiful daughters. I'm running a successful recruiting and coaching company and feeling grateful and happy most of the time. Let's be real. I got shit that comes up that I got to deal with too, which is why I say most of the time. But I'd honestly say 97% of the time, I'm happy, I'm fulfilled, I'm feeling dynamite, I'm loving life, I'm loving everything in my life, and super grateful for all of it too. Even the circumstances and obstacles that pop up, I'm grateful for all of that too. I truly believe life is happening for me. And if I hadn't taken the steps forward towards my vision, even though I didn't know how I was going to get there, and I just kept growing along the way, learning more about mindset, learning more about identity, changing my habits, and constantly taking action towards achieving my vision, I wouldn't be here with all of you. And I apologize for my voice. I've been fighting this awful cough. I'd be thinking of 100 different reasons why I don't have the time, the energy, or the expertise to help all of you. But those are all limiting beliefs that I've let go of to be here with you. Now, I'm not superhuman. I wasn't born with this ability. I still have limiting beliefs to this day that I'm working on. Even this very morning, I'm working on two of them, and I use my technique that I share with all of my coaching students. I actually think I'll always have some limiting belief to work on because I'm constantly changing and I'm evolving as a person. I'll share my personal philosophy with you. Every day I wake up with the goal to be better than who I was yesterday, be a better version of myself. My belief is if you're not growing, you're dying, and I love growth. I've had to work on myself every single day to see the results that I've created. And I still put in the work every single day, and I'm never going to stop doing this. The results I created were to live a life where I'm completely fulfilled and living my dreams. And if you want to know what I did to get to this point, keep listening because we're diving in right now. Let's go through the steps required to follow through on your vision once and for all. The first step you have to start with is knowing what you want. Do you know what you want? Do you know what you really, really, really want? Is it clear? Do you have clarity around what you really, really want? No waffling, not what your parents wanted for you. No maybes. It's got to be clear. Something that you really, really want. What do you want your life to be like 1 year from now? 3 years from now? What do you want your life to be like 5 years from now? What have you always felt like you've been called to do but weren't sure how to go about doing it? For now, don't worry about the how. I didn't know the how either, but we'll get there. I'm going to share a time back when I worked at Target Corporation. When I started working there back in 2007, my title was senior recruiter, and my vision had three goals: to get promoted to executive recruiter, feel comfortable speaking in front of large groups, and mentor and train junior recruiters. If you're not sure what you want, you can start by spending some time in some self-reflection. You may be thinking, I don't do self-reflection. I don't spend time with myself. Well, this could be the message that you needed to hear today. Take some time for yourself. Give yourself permission to take time for yourself. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 7 minutes. It could be 15 minutes. Whatever time you choose. Grab a journal or a notebook and a pen and ask yourself some high quality questions and just let the words flow onto the paper and see what comes out. It is so magical when you sit by yourself in a quiet space and ask yourself high quality questions, because most of the time, answers are going to pop out of your mind like popcorn. It is so cool. Really quite the experience. Think about your values, passions, and your strengths, and I'll help share some questions you might want to use during this self-reflection session if you can't think of any. Ask yourself, what truly matters to you in life? If you were on your deathbed, what would you have regret from? Something that you would regret not accomplishing. If you were about to die, what would your regret be? What do you want to achieve in your life? What impact would you like to make in this life? These are some questions that can help get you started. Then take some time with yourself to flesh out your vision, to make sure it's what you truly want and that it's crystal clear. Take some time to imagine yourself achieving the vision. Visualize the details of what that success looks like, how it feels emotionally, and the positive impact achieving this goal has on your life and all the other lives around you. Just sit in it, see it, and feel it. The next thing we need is a big, fat, hairy why. Your reason why is the most important part of this formula. Why do you want your vision to come true? What will this give you in your life? Why did I want to get promoted to executive recruiter? Why did I want to be able to speak in front of groups? Why did I want to mentor and train junior recruiters? I'll tell you my why. I wanted to learn and grow in my recruiting skills. I wanted to feel pride and accomplished by advancing to the next level in the corporate ladder with that promotion. And a promotion also meant a significant pay raise for me. And at this level, there was also an annual bonus. And I wanted to earn more money so I could travel and explore the world with my husband and my daughters. Traveling is so very important to my husband and I, and we wanted to show our girls the world. I also wanted financial security to provide the life for my kids that I wanted them to have. Those are big hairy whys for me. The why is the most important piece of this whole equation, because if it's not compelling enough, or if it doesn't matter enough to you, when the going gets tough, when circumstances pop up that try to stop you from moving forward, and they will, you're going to quit. Your big, fat, hairy why will keep you going despite any obstacle that comes in your way. Your why is going to help you kick through, punch through, jump over, go around all of those obstacles. I ask people who I coach, if you're willing to trade your life for it, then it's big and hairy enough reason. I know that's an extreme way to look at it, but if you ask yourself that question, you'll know if you want it bad enough and if you're able to discover that you are 100% all in, or if you're only 50% in and it doesn't matter to you that much, then that's not the right vision to go after. Next is to commit to micro steps, teeny tiny steps that you can take, that you can stick to march towards your vision. And the easiest way to do this is to break it down into smaller steps. So if you want to run a marathon, you don't just jump off the couch and start running 26.2 miles tomorrow. You've got to start slow, maybe walking half a mile each day for a week, then starting to run, walk, intervals for a half a mile. Then the following week, you're slowly building up your distance and the length of time. When you break it down into days, weeks, and months, all of a sudden, this giant, daunting mountain in front of you is completely manageable. It's now a little speed bump that you're capable of walking over every day. So, for example, say you want to find a new job that better suits your needs. This might feel really intimidating at first because you're thinking, oh my gosh, I got to revamp my resume that I haven't updated in 5 years. I got to update my LinkedIn profile. That's going to take hours too. I got to research and apply to positions, prepare for interviews, on and on and on, right? But when you break it down into smaller steps, like just updating one portion of your resume, like updating your contact info and your professional summary at the top of your resume, or looking for positions to apply for 10 minutes a day, just 10 minutes a day, or committing to apply to a new job once a week, it suddenly becomes so much more manageable. Just taking one step in the direction of your vision is all you need. But you've got to keep taking these steps. Keep moving forward constantly, consistently over time to get to that finish line. The beauty of your vision and goals is that it's not truly the destination that's the reward. It's who you become along the way. Who you become is the reward. And if you achieve your vision, that's a bonus. Along the way, you'll be cultivating a growth mindset because who you are today is not gonna get you over that finish line. And when we start taking new actions and start doing new behaviors, guess what? We leave our old selves behind. We leave our old habits behind. This means uncovering the old tape in your head of old beliefs that were planted in your mind as a kid or something you've been hanging on to for years. We all love getting rewarded, don't we? What's more rewarding than seeing the progress you've made based on your plan and the goal you want to reach? Back in September, I joined a gym called Farrell's, and I joined a 10-week challenge to finally get rid of the COVID-20 that I had gained. When I started, they did a test-in. I had to do sit-ups, push-ups, a one-mile run, sit and reach. They took all my measurements. They did body fat testing. During all of this, I also committed to tracking my food in my Fitness Pal and eating certain macros. I eat 35% carbs, 35% protein, and 30% fat. Tracking my food keeps me extremely focused, headed right towards my goal. Now, I've been going to Farrell's for over 6 months now. I've already dropped the COVID-20, which I'm super proud of. I did another test in recently to check my results. And from there, I set another goal. So my next goal is to achieve 24% body fat, which I'm so excited about, and I know I'm going to achieve it. I'm actually pretty close. Each time I hit a goal I set out for myself, I celebrated and gave myself a reward. The first milestones I hit, I bought myself new workout clothes. In the past, I had only purchased workout clothes online. This time as a reward, I took the time to go physically into stores, tried on items that I felt I fit really well and that I loved, and I bought those. The next milestone I hit, I bought two brand new pairs of designer jeans as my old jeans were getting baggy and they weren't fitting the way that I wanted anymore. And I love my new jeans. They feel so good when I have them on because they fit so good. I love how they look. Plus, I feel accomplished and proud because I earned these. Same with my workout clothes. When I'm rocking my new workout clothes at the gym, I earn that. Rewards can be super small, teeny, or big. I've rewarded myself with a jacuzzi bath, new nail polish colors, a new book, or it could be something big like a spa weekend or a new watch. Whatever motivates you, it's helpful. So pick a reward that you really want because that will help you achieve your goal. The next thing is arguably one of the hardest steps to take when you're trying to achieve your vision. This is the hardest step because there is very little reward in the moment. The next step is taking consistent action. What this means is taking action, especially in the moments when you don't feel like it. Because there will be days, probably more days than not, that you don't feel like moving towards your vision, where you're tired of taking action and you want a break. Just keep going. And if you do miss a day when you didn't take action, give yourself some grace. Just jump back into action. It's hard to break old habits, but if you keep going, eventually you'll create a new habit and you'll leave the old one behind. I've read so many studies and that we all have different times that it takes to form a habit. Some of us, it's super easy, 21 days. Some of us, it's 194 days. However, many days for you, doesn't matter. As long as you jump back into action. If you miss some days, if you miss 2 weeks, just jump back into action. To just take a break and tell yourself that you'll work on it tomorrow is where you need to be cautious, because you know what happens when you do this. You're training your mind to think it's okay to slip back into being comfortable. And you're training your mind to think it's okay to procrastinate. And when you do this, you're missing out on the opportunity to take small steps each day towards your goal. Instead, you stop taking action. 3 weeks go by, and now you're left with a giant mountain in front of you that seems so overwhelming for you to start climbing back up again. So you sit and you wait at the bottom, which is the equivalent of never following through with your vision. Has anyone seen the pattern here? You see where this goes. I've been here. I've done this too. I've given up on some of my visions. Okay, so the last thing you need to do to follow through with your visions is seek support and accountability. The best way I've found to get support was with a coach, because you need to have someone you can work through this process. And since it's not an option to give up if you have a coach, if you want to achieve your vision, a coach will definitely help you get there. That's the reason they're there. Coaches are paid. And when you have skin in the game, your probability of showing up and following through skyrockets. There is something about when you're paying for something, right? It helps you show up, keeps you accountable. The coaches I've worked with have gone through similar things that I have, and they allow me to jump light years ahead to achieve my vision, because they share all of their experiences. They share the pitfalls. They're sharing what works, how to bounce back quicker. Not to mention, they're pointing out all the areas where my mindset needs a tune-up. And I'm able to do this so much faster and hit my visions 10 times faster. You'll feel many times like you want to follow through. But the purpose of a coach is that they hold you accountable. They hold you accountable to show up because you have appointments with them. They have follow-ups and they make sure you're following through on what you said you were going to do. And they give you support and guidance throughout the whole time. One way I've seen my coaching clients have incredible success is through a daily activity tracker. This tracker gives them the opportunity to check off 6 areas of their day that they've successfully completed. So for example, one of the areas that my coaching clients have to do is drink 8 glasses of water every day and move their body at least 30 minutes a day. Another area is meditating for 10 minutes a day and writing 3 things they're grateful for each day. These are just a few of the things to hold them accountable. And once they've completed a month's worth of their daily tracker, they submit it to me, which holds them accountable. And I also do weekly live coaching calls with my clients. That brings an even higher level of accountability because you got to show up on those calls. When my clients show up on time each week, it gives them a designated amount of time that they're committing to themselves to grow and receive support. My coaching clients are incredible, and I'm amazed time and time again by the results they achieve. My coaching program is called Forward. If you're interested in checking it out, I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can learn more if you'd like to. So now back to taking action on the steps I laid out. I also want you to realize that one of the only reasons for you not following through with your visions could be because you've been telling yourself you can't. Like how I've been telling myself I'm scared of cats for umpteen years. I know that's a goofy example, but once I believed I wasn't scared of cats, it actually became real for me. Recently, last Sunday. Maybe you didn't directly say this to yourself, but you believed it when you said things like, I didn't have time for it today. I just got so busy. It's not a priority right now. I'll get to it. There will never be a perfect day that's going to fall in your lap saying, today's the day. You have to just go for it and take the leap. Because I want to let all of you know that all the days you show up for yourself and you do the work, especially when you aren't feeling like doing it, are the days that matter the absolute most. These matter the most with following through with your visions. So, the key points from today's episode are: create a clear vision. Know your big, hairy why. Reward yourself along the way for hitting milestones. Take continuous action every day towards that vision. And get the support you need to hold yourself accountable. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Share this episode with someone you love. And go make one change to be better than you were yesterday. Live your life with intention. I believe in you. I am on a mission to help as many people as possible. So if you would, please leave a 5-star review. See you all next week. Cheers, everyone.